Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagram. G20 leaders have adopted the Rio de Janeiro Declaration at its 19th summit in the Brazilian city. They have called for action on climate change and wars in Ukraine and West Asia. The declaration released yesterday aimed at addressing major global challenges and crises and promote strong, sustainable and inclusive growth. The declaration called for an enlarged Security Council composition that improves the representation of the underrepresented and unrepresented regions and groups. The declaration condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. It called for peaceful resolution of conflicts and efforts to address crises with diplomacy and dialogue. It reaffirmed the strong commitment to multilateralism, especially in light of the progress made under the UNFCCC and the Paris Agreement. Arunachal Pradesh won 4 gold and 4 bronze medals in Junior National Pentathlete Championship, which concluded in Srinagar on Monday. Meanwhile, the senior team from Arunachal Pradesh, comprised of 17-member senior pentathlete team, left for Srinagar to participate in the second All India Pentathlete Championship 2024 to be held there at Sher Kashmir Indoor Stadium from today to 21st of this month. The Arunachal Pradesh State Human Rights Commission delegation is led by acting chairperson Bamang Tagu and accompanied by other dignitaries and officials is attending the program to gain in-depth knowledge and skills related to human rights advocacy and the commission's functions. The training program is part of the ongoing efforts to enhance the capacity and effectiveness of the Arunachal Pradesh State Human Rights Commission, ensuring it will be well-equipped to be address human rights issues with transparency, impartiality, and a commitment to justice. The second edition of the Arunachal Rang Mahotsav and the first International Theatre Festival are scheduled to take place from November 22nd to December 10 at Indira Gandhi Park in Itanagar. In the festival, 8 productions which feature young actors from the state will be showcased with participants from various districts of the state. Continuing its crackdown on interstate drug trafficking, Bandardewa Police has apprehended 3 more drug peddlers and seized 14.61 grams of suspected heroin, stated Naharlagun SP Mihin Gambo. Acting on a tip-off, a trap was laid at Bandardewa and 2 drug peddlers from Assam were arrested. 1 soap case and 2 vials containing suspected heroin weighing 14.61 grams were recovered from their possession. During interrogation, the accused disclosed that the narcotics were procured from one Mohammed Sonasi of Solani Bari, Assam. The disclosure led to the apprehension of the third accused, Sonasi. A criminal case has been registered against them at Bandardewa Police Station under NDPS Act. East Siang DC Tai Tagu, while launching the World Toilet Day Campaign 2024, organized by the Department of PHE and AMPWS Pasiga Division, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, on the theme of Hamara Swachalaya, Hamara Samman, under the SBM Grameen in the district today at DC Conference Hall, stressed on the individual and community responsibility for ensuring universal access to clean toilets as cleanliness begins from toilets. Universal access to clean toilets promotes hygienic practices, dignity and sanitation and health of their community. In a historic moment for the EMRS Bana, Bichom district of Arunachal Pradesh, a young artist from the region, Jeremy Nablam, class 9, represented the state on a prestigious national platform during the Janjatiya Gaurav Divas Samaroh in Jamui, Bihar, on the 115th birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The grand event was organized by the Ministry of Tribal Affairs on 15th November 2024, which was witnessed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who personally interacted with the students, inspired them with his words of encouragement. Jeremy Nablam emerged victorious in a rigorous state-level drawing competition, earning her place among the 6 students selected nationwide to showcase their talents. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.